Yeah, so obviously I have a connection with Sirban, with James Gallagher. He's been living and training with me for the last couple of years, three or four years now. And when he's home, he trains in this little club here. And we start talking, and he asked, would I be interested in coming up and teach here? I got to know them a bit, and I actually have given them the names. Another SBG, Sirban. I'm SBG. I obviously look after all the gyms around the country. We have, between mine, we have 12 altogether around. These are the last group to join. So today is my first day visiting them. I was very impressed with the atmosphere they've created. Everybody here is very friendly, very welcoming. I'm sure anybody in the area that wanted to come in and train, they would find they fit in here. And today the head coach, Garrett, got his blue belt, which is very difficult grade to get in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So I'm very proud to award him that today in front of all his students.
You'd mentioned James there, who you mentor. How highly do you rate James, or how far do you think he can go?
James Gallagher will be world champion. That's there. I have no doubt about that in my mind. I've already trained one, and I know James will be one as well. He's got a great attitude towards training. He's a very young guy, but he's very mature. And he's single-minded. It's all he wants to do, it's all he thinks about, and that's what you need to be. You need to be obsessive if you want to be a world champion, and he is.
Yeah. You mentioned training a world champion there. Obviously, you mean Conor McGregor. Mixed martial arts in Ireland has exploded in the last few years with Conor and yourself, but you've been into it over a decade now, since way before it was mainstream.
Yeah, I started, it's almost 20 years ago now. I started when I was 19, I'm 38, so I'm almost out of two decades. But yeah, the last 2 years, I guess, have been where it's gotten really big. And a large part of that is, of course, down to Conor. He's done so well on the world stage, and he has the personality to go with it. Also, the UFC has gotten very big on the global scale, too. I get 60-year-old women stopping me now and asking, how's Conor going to do in his next fight? So it's everybody's into mixed martial arts now.
Yeah. But you've been coaching a long time. You still look as if good enough shape as if you could compete. Is it the coaching aspect? Do you get a special buzz out of it that maybe other people wouldn't?
First of all, thanks very much. You're very kind. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the mat every day with these guys. I don't fight anymore, but I'm moving around the guys day in, day out, and I try to eat clean as well, eat pretty healthy. And yeah, it's something that's kept me, I'll say, young in spirit, and it's kept me in good shape over these years, trying to keep up with killers like James Gallagher.
Yeah. Now, I know from talking to James Gallagher in the past, and also that you've passed on a few words of wisdom to GAA teams this summer, that you seem to take a very holistic approach towards achieving success. Where does that come from?
I guess it's partly in me. That's how I went about doing things. And I would also attribute, I was lucky enough to meet a GAA legend, Kieran McGeaney. I know he's from your rival town. But he walked into my gym about 7 years ago, and we became close friends very quickly. And I admired a lot of things he was doing with how he was coaching the guys. I have no understanding of football, but I understood the psychology of what he was doing and his approach to it. And we've had a lot of long conversations, and I've taken a lot from him, and maybe he's taken some stuff from me as well. But yeah, to be successful in this business, it's not just about training hard. There's a whole approach that goes with it, and of course, number one is the mindset. And I would like to think, if you're talking to some of my best guys like Conor and James, you're gonna meet this bulletproof mind that has incredible amount of self confidence. But a self confidence born out of hard training. You cannot be confident if you're not training correctly. Then it's arrogance, or you're going to take a fall. But my guys, they put in the effort in the gym, and that gives them the confidence when they go to compete.
Is it something that comes from, like, a lot of, you know, watching the documentary about Conor McGregor, I've seen him quoting from books of philosophy and stuff. I take it you must read a lot as well, do you?
Not a huge amount, to be honest. I'm thoughtful about it. I think a lot about it, and I enjoy speaking with, I'm lucky enough to be around a lot of high level athletes in different sports, and like I said, with Kieran McGeaney in football, and I've met some top rugby players and such. And you start finding there's similar factors that have helped these people reach the top of their sport or in business. This single-mindedness, the ability to focus, the goal setting, all of these things, and that's what I try to bring to my fight team. I hope that they learn a lot more about life other than just punching and kicking from training with me, that they learn how to be accountable for their own actions and how to be responsible for their own futures.
Now, I want to talk a wee bit about Conor McGregor. You know, Ireland's had plenty of great sports stars before him, but not anyone really who behaves as he does, who's just kind of cocky, brash, charismatic, all in one. It's not kind of the typical Irish attitude, is it?
Yeah, what do people say? He's like a Marmite. You love him or you hate him. But as Ali once said, it's maybe half buy tickets to watch him get whooped and half buy tickets to see him whoop someone, but they all buy tickets.
Yeah.
Prize fighting is a dangerous professional sport to be part of. It's a very small window, a small number of years you have an active career. So you have to make as much money in as short a period of time as possible. And right now, Conor's making more money than anybody else in the game. So he must be doing something right.
Yeah. But there's a massive circus goes on around him. As his coach, who wants to get the best out of him in the octagon, do you ever worry that might be a distraction?
I'm very much a results person. I take an empirical, scientific approach to training. If the results are good, then the method is correct. And so far, he's destroying everybody, and we haven't changed anything. Yes, there's a few more interviews and cameras now, but it hasn't changed what we do in the gym Monday to Friday. The results are still good, so I'll keep going.
I just remember after his last fight, he said that he was exhausted and he travelled around the world twice. Do you think, is it getting to a stage now where maybe it's getting too much and we have to be reined back? No?
No, it's a tiring schedule they have him on, but he's able to handle it. We've become very clever at if we're going somewhere for a photo shoot, we'll bring our gear, and that photo shoot will become the training session. We'll do our training session, and the photographers can take pictures while we're doing it, or they can take them at the end, but we won't have skipped the session. So we fit sessions in where we can. We've been in hotel rooms where we've been pulling beds out of rooms so we could train on the carpet. So wherever we go, we figure out how to get a session in. And Conor knows that with if you want to be paid millions and millions of dollars, well, you've got to do the interviews. It's part of the game.
Yeah. Another thing I want to ask you about is the story came out this summer about a young boy in Dublin who did really well in his junior cert exams despite being homeless, and you invited him to come and train with you. Talk to me about that, how that all came about.
I just read about it and it blew me away. The way the kid talked was kind of like the philosophy side of things we're talking about, that he wasn't going to point the finger at anybody else. He wasn't looking to blame anybody. How many times have you heard kids that are caught doing vandalizing and they're, well, there's nothing in the area to do. This kid was sleeping rough while studying for an important state exam, and he didn't look around for people to blame. He was responsible for his own life. He grabbed his own life by the scruff of the neck, and then he said in his interview that he's going to make something of himself no matter what. And I read that, I got chilled down my spine, so I reached out to him. I figured he might be a Conor fan, everybody is.
Yeah.
And he was, so I brought him out to the gym and he got to meet the guys and we got him some gear, and now he's training in the gym, because that's the type of personality I want to be around. I want to be around people who are accountable for themselves. If they have a loss, they own the loss, they learn from it, they improve and they get ready for the next one. Too often you hear athletes or people in general, when they fail on something, they point the finger at those around them. No, you have to point the finger inside, see what you did wrong, what can you do to improve yourself. And this kid of 15 speaks how I would like all my guys to speak, and it's an honour to have him in the gym now.
Yeah. Finally, after Conor won the interim world title this summer, he spoke afterwards in the octagon about having a very close, tight-knit circle. He's at the vanguard of something quite special, it seems. How does it feel to be at the vanguard of that?
I guess when you're in the eye of the storm, you don't really notice. I know Conor, 10 years or so, and it's happened gradually for me. I guess for a lot of people, it seems to be an overnight thing, but it's not. This is something that was planned for, trained for, and prepared for over a decade. So it's happened at the pace that I thought it would. Now, when you're sitting in your apartment and Arnold Schwarzenegger walks in and starts talking to you, things start getting surreal. But, you pinch yourself and you enjoy the moments, but we have a job to do, we have work to do, and we get on with it.